Okay, this is an Akashic record reading for Marilyn. And I'm going to open the record with the Akashic Records Access Prayer. And I'll say the opening prayer out loud. Dear holders of the Akashic Light, we ask for access, protection, guidance, compassion, and wisdom. We ask for your help in preparing the information for us in a way we can best receive and share. And we ask for your help in holding the light steady in us so that we may receive for the highest good of all, that which elevates, heals, transforms, and guides us to a more perfect connection with the light of our own souls. We ask this in service of myself, and if you'll say your full legal name out loud.
Marilyn.
Okay. And Laura Bailey Hosford. The records are now open. Okay, so what question did you want to start with first?
A question about family dynamics, about my relationship, my brother, my sister, their families, and me. What would be helpful for me to know to support a better relationship between them?
So what the records are saying is that the best way that you can serve your family is to be a role model of observing. You're in the witness observer, but you're being the role model for the members of your family from the perspective of acceptance of each person as they are and who they are without judgment. There is some energy here around self-judgment that's at play that is creating some conflict because some individuals are not fully accepting of themselves, and within them they have their own critical voice that is from the judgment energy. And so as long as they have that voice inside of them, then sometimes what happens is they will choose to project that onto another person, including a family member, that is triggering the belief that family member has about themselves that they're holding themselves in judgment about. Does this make sense?
That's, yeah, something very different than I would have come up with on my own. So thank you. That is interesting and helpful.
I mean, do you want to ask about a particular scenario or situation that occurred?
Okay, well, there was a particular situation where my one nephew completely verbally beat up his cousin, like for 10 or 15 minutes, mm-hmm. about the quote offending nephew being like self-centered and not caring, because the one family is very kind of rule oriented and time oriented. You plan things, you do whatever, and the other family is very much just in the flow and we'll see if this works. And somehow there seems to be a lot of judgment that the family that's in the flow that that's being inconsiderate and
right.
Disrespectful,
right.
Rather than a different way of being.
Right, exactly, because in the family that has those rules, so to speak, you know, that is their world of safety. They live within the parameters of those limits and those rules because that's within their comfort zone. The family that's living within the flow, that is living without so many rules or self-imposed limitations, they have been able to come into a more comfortable place, and they also have the skill sets to live from that place. And they're actually living more from the heart than the other family is. And not saying that to negate anyone in any way. It's just where each family is and how they are at this point. So there's not an understanding of one family. They don't really know and understand how to cope with or have the skills to be able to accept the other family. And it also, you know, places them into a point of feeling very insecure inside. And you are correct when you're saying that they actually feel that when the other family doesn't honor, you know, their rules that they live in their world, they do very much feel disrespected and not honored. And that creates, from their perspective, some anger, which then became projected out on to the other family member. There's also, from a very deep place going deeper, that the family that has the rules and limitations that, you know, is taking them out of their comfort zone, so to speak. And they just don't know how to cope with that. The only coping mechanism that they know at this point in time is to project outwardly what they cannot, that they feel inside, control. So there does seem to be in the one family the pattern of some control dynamics that this family is learning to look at and live with. And the other family does not have so much of the control dynamics, and so therefore they live very differently. And neither family is right or wrong. It's just where the two families are at this point in time. So what you can do, you asked if there was something you could do to bring some support to the situation, is you can actually bring in the energy of compassion and bring that energy in. When you bring the energy of compassion in, if something starts to happen and there's an irritation or an insecurity or an anxiety that you can feel is starting to bubble up, you can actually hold the space of maintaining a calm center and speaking calmly and gently, and holding that space of compassion will actually help the family that feels insecure and that, you know, they have not been honored or they've been disrespected. You can actually hold a space to where that reaction will not occur. So, because your energy field is more developed and at a higher vibration, in a sense, you're going to impact their light grids. And this is not something that anyone is consciously feeling or that you're consciously doing, so to speak. It's just because of your heart and how developed your heart is, and because of the amount of compassion and divine feminine energy that you have within your body and aura, automatically will uplift the vibration of anyone that comes within your field. And if words start to come out, you know, if something starts to bubble up and the words start to come out between the two families, you could perhaps have something prepared to where you could offer some suggestions where perhaps it's just a miscommunication or a misunderstanding, and exactly what are the needs that are not being met for each family. And you could actually have some do some preparation around if this were to happen. And you could say, you know, why don't we sit down and why don't we just take a moment to really allow each person to talk about what it is they're feeling. Because if they're in their heart space, then they're going to be talking about their feelings and what they like and they don't like, and if they're feeling angry or they're feeling threatened or they're feeling insecure. And that's the conversation that will be the most healing conversation. Whereas if they start coming back with, you know, accusing the other one or going into some sort of projection, or even anger, or, you know, sort of like a bully energy or something like that, then that means they're coming from their mind and they're not really in touch with their own needs or their own feelings. So you could actually do some preparation. You could do some prayer work before you go. You could ask for guidance on what to say. And again, just you being there and holding a space will go a long way to helping the situation to not become volatile. Is any of this making sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really helpful. And you're definitely right about the skills. Like, I hadn't thought about skills and about safety. I knew my brother's family are angry, but and disrespected, feeling disrespected. But I hadn't thought about it in terms of actually not feeling safe, because yes, the rules keep them safe, and so it's pushing them into this unsafe place. So unfortunately, my nephew goes to anger, but so that does help me understand the dynamics. So, and thank you. Yeah, okay. To that, just knowing my presence, of I'm coming to be sure I'm coming from my heart and not from fear myself.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And you won't be triggered. I don't think you'll be triggered by that, because you've done your inner work to the point where you're carrying a higher vibration. When I say a higher vibration of compassion and peace, and when you're in that space, when you are emitting that, those frequencies in your aura, in your body, from your heart, then everyone will feel that, whether they're conscious of it or not. And so that will help people to remain calm. So it really is a very important tool that we can, how we can help others. So, but it really is about people not feeling safe, their needs are not being met, and they react because they don't really have the skills to really compensate for what they don't even maybe, in, they're not even in touch with their feelings. And they just know they've been triggered and they feel unsafe. and they don't maybe even understand why. And so all they do is they go into the reaction, they go into the defense, because when they go into the defense and the reaction, then it kind of pushes out, right? It pushes out any reflection onto them. It pushes, it keeps it away from them, which helps them to feel safe. So,
right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. So, just, you know, having an understanding and the fact that you are so very much caring and, you know, you want for it to be an enjoyable holiday and, you know, and you want everyone to have a good time, right? And everyone to get along. So just setting that intention and even using your imagination in your prayer meditation time to present the energies of ease and grace and safety and compassion, and actually sending that forward into the holiday before you get to the holiday will actually impact the holiday in a positive way. Now, this is a concept that not everyone is aware of. This is a skill that not everyone is aware of. However, because in truth, all time is one beyond this reality in the earth. And so this is how this is possible, because just as the records are eternal, the records are timeless. So this concept can exist and is a powerful concept that we actually are creating our lives well into the future by the actions that we have today. So through the power of your own imagination and your heart space, you can begin to create a safe container, you know, for the family holiday, and start to send love and start to send compassion and start to send calming energy to the event now.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very powerful. I used it before myself.
Okay, that feels, and it, that way it feels like I'm doing something rather than perhaps worrying or wondering. If I notice myself worrying or wondering, I can instead send my energy into creating that safe container. That's beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That is wonderful. And then I did have one whole other area that I wondered about. You accessing the Akashic records to give me some insights. So it's around a new relationship with, whether it's not really even relationship, just a possible relationship, someone I have met, and I'm wondering if he has been in my life before in some form, if there are lessons that I might learn with him. What do you need his first name or what?
Yes, if you would give me his first name, please.
Okay, it's David.
Okay. So perhaps you want to just know maybe what this, you know, if there might be a possible relationship or what might be generated from this friendship or relationship or for the future.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So they're telling me that he is a kind and gentle soul. He is someone that you have known in the past. before in a previous lifetime. It's been a few lifetimes before. So they're just giving me an image now of a past life that you knew him before in. In this past life, he was an archer. So he was kind of a hunter and a very, very good archer. He loves nature. He loves animals. He feels very comfortable in nature. He likes to spend time outdoors. He sort of feels, it gives him meaning in life. It brings him connection with all that is. It's his place of soothing, kind of soothing his soul.
That's a connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's also a poet. He has gifts around writing and poetry. And he's rather romantic because he's a poet. So they're showing me that, he has this kind of romantic side to him. He's in touch with his heart space, and that comes through in his writing and his poetry. This may not be something that he might reveal to you at first. This is something that's more of a kind of hidden side to him. He doesn't just reveal it to anybody unless he really, gets to know you on a more personal level.
Right. Okay.
The relationship that you had in a previous life was not really one of a lover. It was more of just an acquaintance where you just kind of met in a previous lifetime before, but you've never been in like any kind of romantic relationship, or you've never been in any sort of brother-sister relationship or anything like that. It was just kind of a brief acquaintance passing type of thing. They're also telling me that he was a Viking. And that he does enjoy, again, not just nature, but he also enjoys the water, being around the water, the ocean, the wind. He has an appreciation for the sea, and he does have, some love there of the ocean and the sea, and it makes him, again, feel very connected to life. He might enjoy sailing, would be another activity, another hobby. But some of the qualities that these are some of the qualities about him that you may or may not be attracted to, that would come through in a relationship or a friendship. Just kind of giving you a flavor more about him and who he is at a soul level.
Okay. I know that he loves travel and certainly loves nature. And he actually did talk about cruising. So I think the idea of being on water, and are the Akashic records they don't foretell, so that whether or not he will have a more significant role, like a romantic role in my life, that's...
Well, we don't do a divination in the records, but we can certainly ask about possibilities and probabilities. And if there are, you know, any sort of possibility or probability that there could be a relationship that might... So what they're showing me is a fork in the road. So that means there's two options. It could be a friendship or it could be more. It could be a romantic relationship. There's possibilities and probabilities that both exist at this point. Of course, it's always, and this is why the records are not a divination, because the records are timeless, and to the records, all time is one, past, present, and future. But what they're showing me is the possibility does exist for you to have a relationship either on the friendship level or even, or more on a romantic long-term partnership. Both possibilities exist. It just depends on your soul's choice.
And so are there things about lessons that might be learned as a friend, lessons that might be learned in a romantic relationship, or is that only revealed once my soul makes the choice about which path I'm taking?
Well, it will be, the lessons are always mirrored back in the relationship. So it could be a certain lessons coming through if it's a friendship level, and then it could be the same lessons or different lessons that come through if it's in a romantic, you know, depending on which way the relationship goes will be a choice that he makes and a choice that you make. Okay, so what's coming up, though, is a general kind of theme around the opportunity for you in this opportunity presented, they're telling me is presented to you for your side of the relationship. And it could be either the friendship or it can be more, is around self-worth. So again, he's coming in now to kind of like you're testing the water, so to speak. And it's all really about you generating an opportunity of whether or not you can fully step into loving yourself completely and saying, yes, I'm ready for a friendship. I'm ready for a relationship that will allow me to be myself, be authentically myself, and live from my own authentic self and my wholeness, and not get lost inside of a relationship. In order to do that, you've got to be able to hold that vibration of self-love for yourself, and you've got to hold those boundaries within that relationship. So he's come along and he's agreed to kind of help you test the waters, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so again, he's open for a relationship. He's open for that. It's not going to be anything that's going to be like fast and furious. It's going to be more like a step at a time, a step at a time, a step at a time. He's very patient. He's a very patient person. And he's okay with taking things slowly. And he also wants to, he's open to having a relationship with someone. He's very open. I see him opening his arms like this for the right person, so to speak, the right relationship. But if it's not really like going to bring him the qualities into the relationship, he's okay with being alone. So that actually tells you right there that he is mature in the sense that he also wants, he has values around wanting to be authentic within a relationship. So that's a very good sign. Okay. Now they're showing me the color of green, and usually that means growth. So there's opportunity for you to grow inside this friendship. And it does feel like it's going to start off as a friendship and go from there. And it will again be step by step, each person make a decision about whether they want it to be beyond that or not. But it is about soul growth inside of a relationship, but a new type of a relationship where both people are individuals authentically respecting and honoring each other's boundaries and honoring each other and not getting lost inside the relationship and it not becoming codependent or into a victim mode, but staying in that interdependent relationship of respect. Making sense?
Oh, yeah, it seems right on, just in terms of definitely the pacing is something that, yes, that I would be looking for something faster, and he is being very, as you say, just very step at a time, and yet still very welcoming. The open arms has significance.
Okay.
So that is beautiful, and really reassuring, okay, because, yeah, I'm seeing how I might... Well, it has been my pattern to jump into a relationship just because it's there, so I'm ready to test it, and rather just than to let it grow. It sounds like the wisdom that's coming from your words in the Akashic Record. So that's really, helpful too. And the fact that's where he's at, yes.
Right. Now they're showing me a feather. Like a free-floating feather, and there is right. There is very much of an angelic presence within the quality of his being. So, this means that he has done, you know, inner work, a good bit of inner work, and he's already starting to bring that side of or that quality through him. Through himself in his own presence. And this can show up in a number of different ways. And, you know, within a person. And it's not something necessarily you're going to see in a very bold way. It's going to be more of a subtle level. But it does exist and it is there. And it comes out as a very protective energy, a nurturing. It's more of protective energy because it feels like it's more divine masculine energy, where a divine feminine would come through as a more nurturing energy. But it's coming through as the sort of masculine energy. And I'm actually seeing Archangel Michael when I say that. And he has a flavor of that in his energetic field. So... It's more of the divine masculine protecting and shielding and honoring, respecting type energy. Very beautiful. They're showing me a very beautiful blue color, a kind of Christ-like blue color coming through in his aura, which is sort of the angelic, the Archangel Michael kind of angelic color, and or could be the Christed energy too, so one of those. Yeah, very nice, very nice.
Thank you, that is really beautiful, and yes, although I don't know him well, the protector piece feels like something I have experienced in a very gentle, beautiful way. Mm-hmm. So, thank you. That will help me be more patient. Not be ready to jump and yet to be open, which is what, yes. But thank you so much, Laura.
You're welcome. Well, do you feel complete before we close the records? Anything else?
Well, I guess, is there anything that the records would show in terms of, like, I don't know whether it's appropriate to ask what I can offer him, or is what I can offer him what I will offer him? Like, do your Akashic Records help me to do the best me, I guess?
Well, you can offer the divine feminine qualities that you have already nourished and you've already are bringing forth within your own energetic field. The pink light of compassion and love and the nurturing through the divine feminine, which would be a nice complement to his divine masculine. And it's the feminine, you know, the divine feminine and the divine masculine coming together, you know, married together in harmony and unity that is part of the new relationships in the fifth dimension.
Okay.
However, these will be new. This is a new area for a lot of us. And there will be new, you know, new things to learn and to grow. You know, we continue on with our soul growth. Communication is very key. Being very open and honest with our feelings is very important. Being authentic is very important. It's one of the keys to having a really good communication, you know, in the energies and in the energetic flow. Because these are the new dynamics for the new relationship in the fifth dimension. So it will be a lot about really being open and to really sharing your true feelings and speaking from your heart in a gentle and kind way and just really being open and authentic. That will be pretty significant. So, but the qualities that you bring to him or any other relationship are your divine feminine, nurturing, compassion, love, you know, the feminine flow, the creativity, all of that will be coming through.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Stan. That's beautiful.
Sure. Yeah. So I will ask before we close from the masters, teachers, and loved ones for Marilyn if there's any other messages or insights of wisdom they would like to share with you. They want you to know how beautiful your heart is and how beautiful your soul is and what a beautiful light you have that is shining so brightly for others to see. And to please know they are there for you always and to call on them at any time. They wish to support and guide you in every way possible on your journey forward now into more expansion and more love. Okay, well, I will go ahead and close the records then for the closing prayer. We thank the holders of the Akashic Light. We thank you for support and for allowing us to receive the light, wisdom, and compassion. Amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed.